This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1488, how to use only in four different ways in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we answer a listener question. Where does the word only go in your English sentences? Listen today to build your grammar skills for more advanced English conversations. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm excited to record today. I'm doing good. You know, I can't believe Christmas is coming up soon. We celebrate Christmas with my family. So yeah, it's going to be a different kind of Christmas this year. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
That's okay, though. That's okay. What's going on with you?
I mean, everything's good with me. They say it's like the slowest year, but also the fastest year. It's like so weird.
I know. It's so crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, I only have 30 minutes for this episode today.
Oh, well, Lindsay, I don't think it's going to take that long, but yeah, good to know.
No, our episodes are usually about 15 to 20 minutes long, I think, right? Generally.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I will keep that in mind, Lindsay. So let's get into it. Okay. We have a listener question for today that I'm excited to talk about that relates kind of to something that you just said.
Oh.
Before we do that, before we read that question, what do we want to do, Lindsay?
Well, I want to say thank you to our listeners who reviewed us in the App Store. You guys should know that we do have an iOS app where you can consume the podcast episodes and the transcripts if you're a premium member right inside the phone. So you can see the transcripts moving down the screen. It is so cool. So I want to say thank you to Troll8425672. On October 1st, he reviewed us. FA2017 from Saudi Arabia. Asato, Japan on October 9th. Nigar from the US. FirasTH28 from the US. And UrsonDF on October 20th from Canada. Some of our students here have asked questions, Michelle, that I'm going to send you right now, right inside their review. That's also
nice.
You can let us know what you think about the iOS app. And you can also ask a question because we do check these reviews here, guys. So go check out the app, allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
For sure. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. So, Lindsay, we have a question from Vladimir today. Could you read the question for us?
I will. Here we go. So, hi, Lindsay. Hope you're doing great. And a big thank you for your episodes. My English level has shifted to another level since I started listening to your podcast. Michelle, isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. We hear that a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yes, yeah. I love that. I love that so much. Thank you.
So I would be very pleased if you would cover my question in one of your upcoming episodes. Recently, while writing a business email, I got a bit confused about where to put the word only in the sentence. For example, is that possible to only offer, or is that possible to offer for dash only? So he's wondering where to put only exactly in the sentence. So he says, huge thank you and greetings from Germany. This is from Vladimir Oncharenko. Awesome. Good question, Vladimir. Yeah. Getting into a little grammar and sentence structure today. I like it.
Yeah. So this is interesting. This is a little bit tricky, I think, because I'll get into it more soon, but there's a basic framework for how to understand this and how to use it, but I don't know that it's always used correctly by native speakers. Mm. I think it kind of can become a more conversational thing, but we are going to answer this question today, and we're going to give you an exercise. Guys, this exercise was inspired by a really great YouTube video that I saw. We will give you the link in the blog. So definitely this exercise is inspired by them. And there were a couple other videos. So check out Learn English with English Class 101. So we'll give you the link for that so you can get more examples. So thank you to them for giving me some really great ideas.
And we're going to
great inspiration.
As you said, Michelle, we're going to take some of that and then insert our own ideas and take it in our own direction here. So,
oh, for sure. Absolutely. Awesome. So the thing is, you have to think about what are you doing with this word only. Mm-hmm. So only is, you know, we're talking about modifying here. Mm-hmm. So only should be before what is being modified. Mm. Okay. So, and then, you know, the rest of the sentence. So for example, I'm not sure of what Vladimir's, the ends of the sentences were, but let's talk about it here. I made up my own. Okay. So is that possible, or is it possible to only offer one handout for each audience member?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Okay.
Or is it possible to offer one handout for each audience member only? Oh. Does one sound better to you, Lindsay?
Ooh. Is it possible to only offer? So I think what sounds more comfortable and easier to say is having only at the end is what I say more often. But I've heard people say only at the beginning too.
That's very funny because I feel more comfortable saying it earlier on.
So it sounds like a matter of style and personality.
Well, I love Lindsay when we find something. Yeah, because I was kind of expecting you to just say, oh yeah, the first one. No. And then you said the second one. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But I love that because it shows that this varies. So there may be one that is more correct than the other. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really, I think it's kind of loose in English, honestly, in regular conversation.
Yes.
So
I think it comes back to understanding our goals. I mean, do you want to, like, you know, if you're spending time and not saying the sentence because you don't know how to say it, you're losing connection, right? Would you rather have some nice connections and nice conversations, or would you rather be 100% perfect and correct, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we have to ask our question. That's what we have to ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. No, that's a really good point. You know what? I feel like when you have only at the end, I feel like it sounds kind of formal, or however, there are chunks. Like if you've ever seen on a note or something, for your eyes only.
Yes. Yes, of course. I've seen that.
Like it would feel weird if you did for only your eyes. Like,
yeah,
sometimes it's chunks. Just about what sounds more natural.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And you have to know those chunks, guys, memorize them. But this is kind of in the context of we don't know because it's a new sentence we're creating. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about only as an adverb. Okay.
Okay.
So that's where we're going with this. So like I said, what are you modifying? Only should be before what's being modified.
Okay.
Okay. So only is, it means single or just. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to take one sentence, as this is inspired by that video, and we're going to put only in different places.
Okay.
Okay. So this is awesome. I love this. So here's the sentence. Tara watches Mary on Tuesday.
Yeah, this is where it is important where it goes, for sure.
right?
Exactly. So if we put it at the beginning, we're going to move only down the line.
Oh, okay. I've seen this kind of thing before. Yeah, this looks familiar. I feel like we may have taught this when I used to teach English in New York City too. Yeah, okay. For sure. So we're putting only in different parts of the sentence and it's completely changing the meaning, right, Michelle?
Exactly. So, okay. So the base sentence we're having is Tara watches Mary on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe like a babysitter, something like that. So if we put only at the beginning, here we go. Only Tara watches Mary on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've put it before Tara. So we're modifying Tara.
Yes. So in other words, right, we're saying it's only Tara that watches Mary. It's not her, maybe her sister, her aunt, her, well, it's not anyone else. It's just this particular babysitter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So that's where we're focusing on the only and Tara. Okay. So Lindsay, what's the next one? Let's move it over just a tiny bit.
Okay. So then it could be Tara only watches Mary on Tuesdays. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean, Michelle?
Well, so, okay, here we're talking about the watches, right? She mm-hmm. only watches. Now, so this is basically saying she watches her. She doesn't sing to her. She doesn't play with her. We're focusing on, I mean, maybe she does do those things, but the focus here is that she watches Mary.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So this is where I feel like sometimes it doesn't, I don't know. To me, I don't always necessarily agree that this one makes the most sense necessarily. Yeah. I think it kind of depends on the context.
Mm.
So maybe it works with certain examples, but I wanted to give an example. It just sounds kind of funny. Like she doesn't do other things. Like with watch, you can do many things.
Yeah, that's the So the example of to watch is kind of ambiguous. But if we change it to Tara only plays baseball on Tuesdays, right?
Right, exactly.
Then we know exactly what baseball is, right? She doesn't play tennis. She doesn't play, she doesn't go surfing, right, Michelle? Only plays baseball.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So sometimes it works, but you got to pay attention and make sure that, you know, like not be like with this example, like not be too rigid on it. It's like watches might encompass other things.
Yeah, exactly.
But not always.
If you are looking for a better way to read the All Ears English transcripts, then you can get them on your phone and in real time on our iOS app. So go and check it out at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You can do a 7-day free trial to become a premium member and to see the transcripts in real time right inside the app. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Okay, so what would be the next one? So in this one, so Tara watches only Mary on Tuesdays. So in this case, she doesn't watch other kids along with Mary. It's not like a group babysitting thing. It's just Mary. All right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 exactly. And then if we move it again, right, Tara watches Mary only on Tuesdays. So that's pretty easy, right? So not on Wednesdays or any other day, only on Tuesday.
Exactly. Perfect. So I like that. So this gives you a perfect example of how sometimes it really does matter, right? In the first example, we showed you where it doesn't matter as much. And maybe we'll come back to that and figure out why, right? Compared to these, but here it really does matter, right? Where you put only.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So this is, I really love this exercise. So that's a really good starting point. I don't know. I feel like it comes very naturally with only sometimes, but I don't know that. Sometimes I think it's just conversational. And if you want to be super clear about it, you want to follow these rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel like I hear native speakers kind of throwing it around in other places. Like Lindsay, like why do you think that you choose to put it at the end?
Yeah, well, I guess if you think about it, and let's go back to the first example, right, where it's more ambiguous, right? Mm-hmm. So is that possible to only offer one handout for each audience member versus, Michelle, what's the other one?
Sorry, I lost my spot. Where?
The second one was, is that possible to offer one handout for each audience member only? I mean, in a sense, only is still modifying the same kind of verb kind of phrase here, right? To offer one handout for each audience member. It's just that you're putting it before in the first part and after that verb phrase in the second part. So it's still kind of modifying the same thing. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, there may be some flexibility over where you put only, But if you guys want to just make it easier, just try to go with one way, like always put it at the beginning. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a good way of thinking about it. Yeah, I didn't really focus on it's funny. I didn't focus on putting only at the end because I kind of I don't say it. But now I'm like, OK, now we need an episode talking more about that because people do say it. They certainly do.
Yeah, exactly. But I think putting it before what you're modifying is the go-to maybe recommendation for our listeners here to be really clear.
Right. Definitely as an adverb. Yeah. I mean, it's also good. You know, one thing that I saw mentioned was, you know, the stressing, right? How you say something, right? So they mentioned that it's a good idea to kind of put some emphasis on the word that's after only. I don't remember if this was from this video or something else I saw, but like if I say only Tara watches Mary on Tuesdays, right? Yeah. That kind of also makes it clear, right? Also in the way you're saying it, that can help people understand.
Yeah, I think that is a good takeaway. For example, let's just take what you've just said and apply it to the sentences, right? For our listeners here. And guys, you're probably going to want the transcripts. That's why you do want to be using the iOS app so you can see them, or you want to have the PDF transcripts here. So for example, the next one, Tara only watches Mary on Tuesday. She doesn't play baseball, right? She doesn't like take her to the movie. She only watches her. Or what's the next one, Michelle? Tara
watches only Mary on Tuesday. That sentence sounds awkward to me in general. But.
But if I asked you, oh, hey, could Tara babysit for my daughter too, as well as Mary? You'd say, no, Tara watches only Mary on Tuesdays, not your daughter and her. I think that could work. Just we have to be careful not to be too over emphatic in the wrong
times. Right. And then the next one would be Tara watches Mary only on Tuesdays. That is very clear to me.
Yeah, you could say, oh, could Tara watch Mary on Friday? No, Tara watches Mary only on Tuesdays. Okay, so that's clear. So I actually think that's your best solution here is to understand where you're putting your intonation.
Yeah, I think that's a huge help because I think without that, it can be honestly how I said sometimes people might say different things. I could see myself saying either Tara only watches Mary on Tuesdays when I really mean Tara watches Mary only on Tuesdays. Like I might be more, if I'm saying it in a less emphatic way, Lindsay, like you mentioned that, I might be likely to say either one and then just based on the context. I mean, maybe I need to improve my understanding of the word only in my conversations, but I feel like I could use either one. So, but guys, so the reason why I'm saying that is because I want to let you know that there are some general rules and the best decision to make. And we want to give you that. But I also wanted to bring to your attention that sometimes you may hear it in a different way. And you may be able to rely on this intonation where the stress is. You may be able to rely on this framework, the general rules. But you maybe also have to just think about the context.
Yeah, that's so important. That's so important. So let's do a role play to show this a bit more to our listeners. What do you think, Michelle?
Let's do it. So we are at a grocery store.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. All right, Lindsay, so what do you need?
I only need pickles. I have everything else.
Ugh, only you would buy 3 jars of pickles every time you're at the grocery store.
Nah, that's weird. I see only one open register.
Well, the line will only take 5 minutes.
You actually said the opposite of what's written. What was written line will take only 5 minutes.
Oh, see?
Yeah, that's interesting. But it's the same thing, right? Because you're still modifying the same idea. Only take 5 minutes or take only 5 minutes. It's still all about the time.
Right. Just, that's true.
Yeah. So interesting. Okay, let's rehash it. Let's go back.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. So you said I only need pickles, right? Now, I suppose you could have said I need only pickles, but I feel like...
Yeah, because
what
we're modifying
is... funny, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could work for both because what we're modifying is need pickles, right? Or just pickles, but need comes with it. Naturally, we know we're talking about needing something. We're not talking about eating it. We're talking about needing it. Okay.
Exactly. And then I said only you would buy 3 jars of pickles.
Yeah, that might be kind of a chunk too. Only you would do this, right? Like a husband and wife would say that to each other, accusing them or teasing them, right?
Yes. And then what's the next one?
Okay, that's weird. I see only one open register. Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. And then the last one was the line will take only 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So, or I...
You said.
I switched it around. I said the line will take... What did
you
I
said,
say?
You said the line will only take 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that sounds more natural, but that's still proving what we're teaching our listeners today, which is...
Yes.
The whatever the phrase is that you're... Whatever the piece is that you're trying to communicate, it's modifying that. So we're communicating 5 minutes, which is the same as take 5 minutes, right, guys?
It
means the same thing. You're just adding a verb or not adding it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, this is an episode, as we're finishing up, I realize that you definitely need the transcript for this one.
Yeah, you need the transcripts. Guys, there's two ways to get the transcripts. Again, in the iOS app, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and become a premium member, or get them delivered by email. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you will get them every single week for every single episode, except for bonuses. All right. Okay. Michelle, what is the takeaway? I mean, our listeners should certainly ask us questions in the comments here. If you want another follow-up episode, guys, let us know. Right?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, the word only is very dynamic. So we were talking about a specific use of this word today as a modifier, right? Mm-hmm. So we gave an exercise and we gave you our thoughts on it and how sometimes it doesn't always seem to follow the framework in regular conversations. Mm-hmm. But listen for it. Listen for times when you hear this and think, why did they put this word here? Is it for a grammatical reason? Or did they just, feel like they wanted to switch things around? Really think about it, because it's very interesting. But definitely use this as a starting point, because it'll definitely be helpful.
Yeah, I love it. Really good question. I'm glad we tackled this today. Thank you to our listener. Who is that listener? Vladimir. Good
Vladimir.
Question. Guys, don't be afraid to send us tough grammar questions, sentence structure questions, conditionals, whatever you want, send them to us. Send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will make an episode. Okay, very cool. All right, Michelle.
Thank
good
you.
Time.
All right, bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.